Welcome to the Goose Call. Today we're going to be talking about what it is to be a student at Impact Early College High School.
People just don't know all there is to know about Goose Creek schools. In this district, we grow giants.
Welcome to the Goose Call.
The juice of the goose.
My name is Giovanni Ariano. I go to Impact Early College, of course. I'm graduating a year early, and I'm majoring in public relations and human rights and social justice at UT Austin. For a little bit of extracurriculars, I'm currently right now in Big Brother Big Sisters, Student Council, NHS, and a bunch of different stuff. Now, Karis?
And I'm Karis Gray. I'll be double majoring in linguistics and anthropology with a minor in poli-sci at UT Austin this upcoming fall. And as for extracurriculars, I'm vice president of NHS. I'm part of STUCO, Big Brother Big Sister, and a part of the Mendoza Debate Society Elite College.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you too, Giovanni.
So I think it's very important to mention what we have done because we have a lot of opportunities given to us at an early college high school. But before that, I think it's important to talk about how we actually start the process of applying to Impact Early College High School. So we start off by an application because Impact is considered to be an academy school within GCCISD. So you're required to have an application process and it's basically picked as a lottery.
Yeah, I think that it was a big choice for me personally. When I was in middle school, I went to Gentry, and I was really going between, they make you put it in a list, 1, 2, and 3, and I was going between Sterling for their Health Science Academy and Impact, and I would just make sure you prioritize the things that you want the most and make sure to analyze the costs versus the benefits of each school and how they relate to what you want in your own journey.
Of course. I remember when I was applying to Impact, I actually didn't really know what it was. Like, I was just told you would get some credits by Lee College and I would graduate with an associate's, which sounded very nice, but the insides of it, which we're going to be explaining, weren't really, like, shown in the application process. Yeah. So I just remember applying out of spite and I got in. And there I go.
Yeah. For me, my parents were very much like, this is going to save a lot of money and you're going to get an associate's degree. It's going to shave 2 years off your college experience. And so for me, I think that even though I'm not an advocate for completely listening to your parents in that sense and not wanting to do it completely, I do think that they do know what's best a lot of the times. And a lot of those benefits are what you're going to get at Impact.
Oh, yeah. Which is good. I was definitely pressured as well because I was like, oh, I don't want to. But my mom was like, no, it's going to be a good idea, which happens a lot within the Impact community. Yeah. A lot of the kids come because of their parents and stuff like that, but they end up saying that it was a very great benefit because of the money.
And I think something that we're going to talk about later on is that something my aunt was very against was she thought that I wasn't going to get a high school experience. Oh, and yeah. I think we'll definitely talk about that later.
With that, I think we can go on to our next topic. We're going to be talking about like the class and slash majors that you get to select while attending Impact. So as soon as you enter the Impact community, you're going to be introduced with a lot of majors and things that are going to be available to you at Lee College that you have the ability to do. Unfortunately, this was just implemented the year after we are graduating, but I think it's very important because it gives these students an opportunity to go ham in their major. So now you get to choose specifically if you want to major in criminal justice, political communications, and things upon that sort, which is very, very nice because you get those selective classes for your major for the four-year university.
Yeah, I think that's very sad that that's being implemented after we leave. But even now, I think we're kind of getting a few of those benefits. I know that I'm personally taking classes that are directed towards my major right now, but I think that going forward, it'll be even more focused on individual student choices, which I think will be a massive benefit for everyone that's going to go to Impact.
Yeah, I think that gets overlooked a lot of times that a lot of the students that go to Impact, they're being focused on individually. So the counseling, the amount of work that goes into your major, these people are spending hours on your study plan, comparing it to the university you want to go to make sure you have some of those classes. So an example is my university that I'm going to in the fall has a specific plan for my speech communications and PR. And I took some of those speech classes at Lee College to get that out of the way. So very career heavy, very like driven. The people really, really care about your career. And I think that's a very, very, very great benefit that comes in from Impact.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's a great benefit, but I also don't want to scare anyone away.
Yeah, don't be scared.
You can always major in general studies. You can always get those general credits out of the way so that when you do go to university when you're 18, you have a more concrete idea of what you want to do. I think that's also beneficial, no matter if you know what you want to do or if you don't.
Yeah, they're very flexible. So yeah. I know some people that are changing from like economics to sociology right now, and it's perfectly fine. They make that adjustment to you when it occurs.
Yeah.
So let's talk about our schedules. What does our actual schedules look like at Impact Cares?
So those have changed a lot within the past 2 years. But currently, right now, we're on a block schedule. So on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have four classes. Well, every day, Monday through Thursday, we have four classes each, and they're an hour and a half long. And that's a lot different from the other general high schools where they have eight classes, 45 minutes long. But the classes alternate. So on Monday and Wednesdays, you have the same four classes. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you have two different classes. And then on Friday, you go to all eight classes for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. The schedule can definitely vary. So at Impact, you might have some classes during your lunch and study hall. Oh, we do have a study hall at Impact, by the way. but they might vary. So there might be a specific class, like a speech class that you need that just unfortunately runs through your lunch. But then they adjust that to you. So eventually you'll come back to on campus and you'll eat your lunch during another class. They're very flexible because they do want you to get that credit. But that is a sacrifice that you will have to make sometimes. But remember, it's free. And I always like to back everything up with that. So I used to have a class during lunch and study hall and I would complain. But then it's great because I needed that class and I wouldn't have any other time to take it.
Yeah. And I think that there's a very limited pool of what classes you can take and what times, especially when they're related to your degree or your specific plan. But I also think that I'm currently taking a class through lunch and study hall. And I don't think it's as bad as it may seem to be. One, you can always bring your lunch. Two, there's the cafe on the Lee College campus that's accessible to students. But I think there's ways to get around that. And your college professors usually let you eat in class. So
yeah.
That's always a plus.
Oh, I think we should have mentioned that in the beginning.
Yeah.
You are walking to an actual college, community college. So it's like a 5 minute walk.
Okay. It's 5 to 10 minute walk. Let's be real.
Depends how fast you're walking. But yes, you actually get to go to an actual college class with a real professor that is teaching you, which is very, very good because you're getting an insight of what your future is going to look like. And you get a more diversified education because you're not learning from the same teachers.
Which on that point, I think it also prepares you to be able to coexist with students from all backgrounds, all ages, and all different types of backgrounds, because you're in class with people who are adults. Some of those people have kids. And you have to learn as a 14-year-old essentially how to coexist with them and be able to work with them. And I think that's one of the almost overlooked parts of Impact, that it really truly prepares you for those classes when you actually get to university. And you'll already have those experiences, which I think is massively beneficial.
Yeah, you'll learn definitely communication skills because you have to talk to these other people. A lot of the classes will make you work with these people. And I think that is very, very, very good.
Yeah.
So with that, I think we can move on to our next point of on-campus clubs. So I know a lot of the times Impact is looked down upon because we don't have any sports, unfortunately. We don't have any band, theater, drama, any of that. We don't actually have it on campus, but you are allowed to participate in your home campus. I was actually a cheerleader at Lee at my home campus for a year, and that's the way that I obtained that satisfaction of doing cheer. But we do have other alternatives, and I think they're very important to mention.
Save money with a Community Resource Credit Union mortgage refinance. Whether you're looking to save money monthly with a lower rate, need cash from the equity of your home, or found your supersized dream home, CRCU has the mortgage tailored for your needs. Home of the best rate guarantee and no lender fees. Go to crcu.org/mortgage-refi to apply today.
Curious, what is your favorite club on campus?
Ooh, my favorite club. On campus or on Lee College campus?
I think we can do both, actually. So I'll talk about extracurriculars.
Okay, well, I'll talk about Lee College because it's my favorite club. But I love being a part of the debate team. I gotta represent. I usually go there with Giovanni.
Yes.
Mondays and Wednesdays from 3:30 to 6 o'clock at night. And we just debate and we travel with them. And it's an amazing experience. And anyone who's going to Impact, I encourage you guys to look into debate.
Yes.
Because it's amazing and I love it and it's changed my life. But that's definitely my favorite club personally. But on the Impact campus, I would have to say, as Vice Pres NHS, Impact is a very service-based campus and we focus a lot on community service, which I think is great because not only does it help you grow as a person, but it also helps you to connect to your community.
Yep. I also would have to agree with debate. It's honestly where I've met a lot of my friends. So if you're very scared of building that community when you come to Impact, please, please walk over to the college and go to JBH and ask for the debate room.
Room 109.
109, yep. That room has changed my life. To talk about a little bit specifically about Impact and with the ability that you have, it's important to mention that you have access to both campuses. So a lot of the clubs that aren't on Impact's campuses are going to be at Lee College, like Rotaract. You're going to have SGA. You're going to have debate. You're going to have a
honors
bunch of
program.
Yes. You're going to have a bunch of different stuff that is available to you that a lot of people don't talk about. We need to intermingle a lot of the campus life at Lee College and Impact. And I think this specific senior class has done that very, very well.
Yeah.
We stay very active with the honors program, presenting at academic conferences. Lee College, we have traveled across the country, basically attending multiple debate tournaments where we meet different people from all different universities, which is very, very nice because we make friends and we continue to build our education by learning different topics within debate. But more specifically to Impact, I think we need to mention a lot of the clubs that we have created as a student body due to the lack of campus life. And we have built a good community within clubs. So we have even a fishing club, we have, which is very, very cool. We have NHS, we have Pride Club, we have Art Club, we have Student Council. We have a bunch of different stuff that anyone can join. Book Club, what else do we have?
Art Writing Club.
Writing Club. We have a lot of different stuff.
Grandstoppers.
Yep.
But I think that kind of goes into the point that I mentioned earlier about my aunt was very worried, or at least my family was very worried about what kind of high school experience I would get when I was going to Impact. And for me, I think it's one, a matter of personal preference, because yep. I prefer a smaller school. I prefer that smaller student to teacher ratio where I feel like I build a better sense of community when I'm in smaller groups, which Impact has really helped me with. But two, there is absolutely, undoubtedly a family created at Impact within each club, within each grade, within yep. each classroom. Every single thing that you participate in, you create familial bonds with the people that you're with. And I think that's something that doesn't lack at other campuses, but it's definitely not as emphasized as on the Impact right. campus.
I know specifically for Student Council and NHS, we have gone strong. In Stucco, we've done two dances, Anchor Club. We meet with these people before and after school, and it's almost like you're hanging out with your friends. So I know specifically for Anchor Club, Vice President, myself and the president, we talked about how we should have like breakfast in the morning to have like our meetings. And it's actually something like very nice because we talk not only about the club, but we get to meet with our friends because oftentimes we are sometimes busy and we don't get to have those moments together. But yeah. these clubs bring you together, especially.
Definitely. And if you like food, we're definitely big on potluck culture.
Yes,
so,
we are.
every single class I think I've been in, we've had a potluck at some point. So
yeah. I remember in yearbook, we would celebrate our spreads being done with a
yep.
potluck.
Yep.
So that's very nice. I know specifically we want to talk about the overall objective of Impact. What has been something that, Karis, that's made you very, very happy at Impact or something that's very, like, driven and changed you specifically?
So for me, kind of like I talked about earlier, I was a very anxious child. I had a lot of trouble making friends and finding a community, and I was really worried about that because I was online my freshman year at Impact. And so when I went to in-person school my sophomore year, I was very, very worried about making friends and how to deal with things of that nature. But as I kind of progressed through Impact and I joined more clubs and I joined debate and I joined NHS and I joined Student Council, I really, really found that community. And I think that that's something that I'll forever be grateful for. And it's kind of hard to explain just through words.
Right.
But it almost makes me emotional. It's a very touching community that we have. And I think that if you're worried about fitting in, there will be a place for you at Impact. Yeah,
for sure.
No matter what you're into, no matter what kind of people you hang out with, there will be people for you at Impact. And you will always be supported by your teachers. And I think that that's amazing. And I love that about Impact.
Yeah. To feed off a little bit of what you just said, you would always be supported by your teachers is something that I'm very, very, very happy about, because Impact is a campus that has these teachers that truly do care about you. I think a specific instance, I'm going to mention my favorite teacher, Miss Shoppy. She is the AVID teacher at Impact. She goes crazy for her students. She will do anything. She will, for these scholarships, for the seniors, for readiness, and to make sure you're organized for the freshmen, she will do anything for your students. And I think that is very, very important to mention that these teachers, you're always going to have a community within a relationship as well. Anything that happens, Miss Ray, specifically, I remember there was a time where I was having some trouble at Impact for a specific reason, and she dropped everything and came over to the classroom and talked to me about it. I mean, the own principal of the school did this, and I think that's pretty impressive to mention. I remember Miss Patrick as well. She would do everything. And we have these teachers that really do care about the kids. It's education and care for these mental health and specific students is very equal at this school. And I think that's very important. Miss Leal, Miss Grable, they really do care about the students there. And if you want support, if you're lacking that support anywhere else, just know Impact will be the place. And I think that's why I'm very comfortable there.
And kind of going off of that with the resources point, I think that that's one thing that is very overlooked about Impact students' access to Lee College is the amount of resources you have access to. And I know this is kind of a topic shift, but definitely if you go to Impact and you look at that, there are things that you can get. You can get $20 a month for gas money. You have access to so many things. You have access to the library. You have access to the printer. You have access to tutoring services.
Access to pantries, to a thrift store that they have at Lee College, but you don't actually pay for anything. Mm-hmm. These are resources you need to take upon. I know we have gained scholarships throughout our 3 or 4 years at Lee College because of being a part of the debate team and being part of all these other things. That is important. That is money you're going to need for college. And Impact is the place that gives you that. I think its name on its own, Impact Early College High School, just gives you that step up. No offense to every other school in the district, especially the early college. You're just being brought upon at a higher standard. And I think that is very important to mention, because people will take you with so much importance.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that just going there, even though other high schools may have access to college classes, the experience is nowhere near the same as an Impact student's mm-hmm. experience. Because not only are you seeing these teachers in person, not only are you making these connections in person, but you're building a community while you're there. And those are the connections that are going to last you years into the future, because even having access to things like the Honors Program for me and for you mm-hmm. has allowed us to travel across Texas in order to present at conferences, where we were able to make connections and we were able to be submitted for scholarships and to be able to be submitted for presentations. Yeah. And I think that all of those are things that if you were to go to Impact, I strongly encourage you to ask about and make sure you know about every single opportunity that is available to you so you can take advantage of it.
Yep. I totally agree with this. So with our overall opinions of Impact, I would say don't be scared, apply. It's an equal balance of fun stuff that you could have there. And please take the opportunity and just do your further research to see how this school is more specific to your needs and your academics.
Definitely. And I think if we're just saying closing words, I think that if you were to go to Impact and you were to apply and you were to get in, if you have the ability to, please ask about those opportunities that we mentioned. Make sure to take advantage of them. Make sure to take advantage of the close contact you have with your teachers. Make sure to take advantage of the clubs you have access to, not only at Impact, but at Lee College as well. Make sure you know every single thing that is available to you. And just make sure to know that you are going to have fun and you're going to make lifelong friends here. And yep. I encourage you to apply.
Yay. So yay. Go Spartans.
Go Spartans.
Thank you guys for listening. And
thank you.
We'll be back soon. Thank you to Community Resource Credit Union for sponsoring this podcast.